You are hearing FinTeeDo podcast. Valuation in flux, managing uncertainty in emerging businesses. In the world of mergers and acquisitions, particularly when valuing young companies, the greatest challenge is not about perfecting valuation models or metrics. It's about tackling uncertainty. One of the most critical issues in valuing these companies is how we, as professionals, respond to uncertainty, whether we avoid it, confront it, or get caught in unhealthy practices that cloud our judgment. Young companies pose a unique challenge because they come with minimal historical data, more unknowns, and vast untapped potential. Here's a refined approach to deal with uncertainty when assessing the value of younger businesses. Types of uncertainty, a strategic perspective. There are different forms of uncertainty, and each one plays a role in the valuation process. Understanding these categories is essential to developing more refined, effective valuations. Estimation versus economic uncertainty. While estimation uncertainty can be reduced by gathering better information, economic uncertainty is beyond control. No amount of research or data will eliminate it. The majority of uncertainty we face in valuing young companies is rooted in the economic landscape, which can't be predicted with complete accuracy. Micro versus macro uncertainty. Micro uncertainty relates to the company itself, its business model, products, and strategic direction. Macro uncertainty involves external factors like interest rates, inflation, and government policies. For young companies, especially startups, the focus should primarily be on micro uncertainty, as their internal structures and direction are still evolving. Continuous versus discrete uncertainty. In some cases, certain risks fluctuate in a continuous manner, like exchange rates. Other risks are discrete and can have an immediate, drastic impact on the business, such as sudden regulatory changes or a sharp currency devaluation. Tackling valuation in young companies. Valuing young companies requires embracing uncertainty and being aware of common biases. One might feel overwhelmed by the unpredictability, or worse, ignore uncertainty, hoping it will resolve itself. But it is critical to face it head on. To do this, we must start by recognizing that each stage of a company's life cycle, whether young, middle-aged, or mature, brings a different set of uncertainties and risks. With young companies, micro uncertainty tends to dominate, and as they grow, macro uncertainty becomes more significant. A framework for valuing young companies. When it comes to valuing young companies, traditional valuation techniques often fall short due to a lack of consistent data. Here's a three-step framework for navigating these challenges. 1. Start with a story. Every valuation begins with a narrative. It is important to recognize that numbers alone will not capture the full potential of a young company. Instead, craft a story that outlines the company's future growth, its market, and how it plans to achieve success. Each number in your valuation should be backed by a story, and every story should have a corresponding figure to ground it in reality. 2. Simplify the valuation. When dealing with startups, complexity can lead to confusion. Rather than drowning in details, focus on a few essential variables. For example, revenue growth, profitability margins, and how efficiently the company turns capital into revenue are critical factors. Avoid overloading the analysis with hundreds of line items and instead focus on what truly drives value. 3. Measure risk realistically. Young companies carry a significant risk of failure. It's crucial to assess how likely the company is to succeed and factor that into your valuation. Moreover, consider the cost of raising equity, debt, and the company's overall cost of capital. High growth and reinvestment often imply higher risk, so any valuation showing high growth with low risk should be questioned. Common valuation mistakes. One of the most common errors in valuing young companies is over-relying on traditional discounted cash flow DCF models without adjusting for the unique risks these businesses face. Too often, terminal values are calculated using unrealistic assumptions or multiples of revenue, earnings, or EBITDA, which can lead to inflated valuations. For young companies, a sustainable long-term growth rate should always be lower than the overall economy, as no company can consistently outgrow the market forever. Furthermore, rules of thumb like assuming the terminal value should not exceed 75% of a company's value are not always applicable, especially for companies with high potential. In many cases, the terminal value might comprise a larger portion of today's intrinsic value. Embracing uncertainty in valuation. While uncertainty can be intimidating, it should not be ignored. Instead, embrace it by using tools such as Monte Carlo simulations, which allow for a range of possible outcomes rather than a single point estimate. This approach can help make the valuation process more flexible and realistic. For example, rather than predicting a fixed profit margin, give a range based on different potential scenarios. This way, instead of locking yourself into one outcome, you can visualize a spectrum of possibilities. In the real world, things rarely go as planned, and this method allows for greater adaptability. Facing bias in valuation. Beyond uncertainty and complexity, bias is one of the most dangerous aspects of valuation. Whether we like it or not, bias is inevitable. Acknowledge it, and show your analysis to those who may have a different perspective. Being open to criticism can help refine your narrative and produce a more robust valuation. In conclusion, valuing young companies isn't about being right all the time, it's about being less wrong than others. Understanding and accepting the uncertainty that comes with valuing these businesses is the first step towards mastering their valuation. Final thoughts. In the dynamic world of business advisory and M&A, valuing young companies presents a unique challenge but also a rewarding one. As we continue to refine our approach, embracing uncertainty and simplifying our methods can help us stay ahead of the curve and drive better outcomes for our clients. Remember, it's not about finding certainty, it's about managing uncertainty and making informed decisions that guide companies to their full potential. Stay tuned for more Fintedu podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.